And in studio, in studio right now is Michael Winslow, who will be at the Addison Improv. Improv.com or 972-404-8501.
That's very exciting.
I'm sure you probably always get introduced as the guy from Police Academy movies, right?
You're that fellow Mick McDonald's, ain't you?
Or do they say from three episodes of The Love Boat in 1986?
Oh, God, yes.
Are you ever listed as that?
Yes, yes. I remember The Love Boat. 19th.
Why are you down on that?
Not at all. It was cool to get that job. But they canceled it three shows in. So I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Eh.
That's TV.
Even Aaron Spelling can't get them all.
You were on, what did you play on The White Shadow?
I was one of the high school kids. I was a I was a guest star as a high school kid who freaked out.
Oh, really?
I think it was called The Freak Out or something.
I kind of barely remember that one.
I got an Emmy nomination out of that. So I'm not complaining. Not complaining at all.
How many Emmy nominations do you have?
Oh, just one.
Okay, and that was it, huh?
That was it.
So you've been in a lot of stuff. Since 1980, as a matter of fact.
Oh, a couple of things.
You must have been like a baby then.
Sometimes I wonder what I am now. Yes, I was. It was pretty
and
close.
Always stand-up?
1980, oh my gosh,
Were you doing stand-up back then?
Yep, I was doing stand-up. My first role I ever had was a drama, and I wasn't ready for it. It's no, okay. It was Glenn Larson. Hey, what can I say? The Knight Rider guy gave me a job.
Man, it's quite wonderful to get you up here, Michael. Because
thank you. Good to see you.
On our show, we're kind of pop culture guys. I know it's very rare.
Yes.
But we reference you all the time, just over the years, of dudes we need to run into at some point.
Excellent.
And, of course, we need to run into Love Boat superstar Michael Winslow.
Nobody even knew about it.
Or White Shadow.
I tried to keep it hidden.
White Shadow Emmy nominee.
Look, he got an Emmy. Or nominated.
You did. You had a very impactful impression on both of our lives.
Excellent. I hope it was a positive one.
I would have to say that it's from all the references of the Police Academy franchise.
And Spaceballs and Mel Brooks.
Yes.
Yes, Mel. We won't forget.
We just said we got to talk to this guy sometime. We got to know anything about you, honestly. And I'm not saying we have a ton of reference points, but we know all about the moment we had with you so many times in the Police Academy movies with the sound effects. So hearing that all the time, like I guess you do.
I hear a few things.
Are you beaten by that? Or is that the greatest thing that ever happened to you?
Because I get asked this question in multiple languages, so it doesn't bother me at all.
Uh-huh.
Multiple accents, multiple languages, so I could be anywhere, and I'll get a question like that. And sound has no language barrier.
Were you like a kid that annoyed your parents?
Oh, absolutely, infinitely. It was horrible. I know I was a horrible kid.
With, how did you ever figure out that this sound
Yeah, what was the first business? One? What was the first one that you mastered?
According to my mother, it was this one.
Brilliant.
I think. That was the first one.
And at some point you had to realize you're pretty good at the sound effect thing, way better than everyone else.
It seems to annoy people, and it makes animals bite you. One thing I learned is you never do the sound of a dog in front of a dog, because it will bite you right in the crotch. He will bite you so fast. What you do is you go in the other room and you go, and that'll send them crazy. In fact, anybody listening, they got a dog in the house, turn up the volume for a second. Let's see if we can get him up. That should set off all the animals in the house.
Man, what an unbelievable trick. I mean, you probably can't take off from the free throw line or anything. You know, there are great tricks that humans are blessed with.
And now my impression of the Sony PlayStation Network. There you go. Is it back up yet?
Wow.
Can we call out stuff that you'll do? like water drip?
That's easy stuff, man.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Jeez.
Water dripping. I think the last time I did that.
Make sure you post the Libyan vacation package.
Wow. So you're playing the improv this weekend, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I will be at the improv causing lots of problems for everyone. And our job is to help people forget about the rent. You know what I'm saying? So I try to make sure that people get a good show. You know, I want to make sure folks go home a little happier than when they came in.
And how long have you been doing that? A touring thing?
Oh, quite a few years.
Is that pretty much been constant throughout your career?
It has, though now more and more productions are starting to creep their way in. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how this is going to work because I can't do everything.
What do you mean?
Well,
I don't understand.
Well, if you go to YouTube and type in Michael Winslow Cadbury commercial, you'll see what I was working on in Johannesburg. It's very strange. It's very strange. Brazil, I did some things. I've been going just about everywhere from Australia to South Africa. You name it. Productions. I'm starting to do more and more things, more and more shows, TV programs. Tosh.0 was a nice thing to do here in the States, but I'm doing more and more productions overseas. So okay. I've got to make a choice of what I'm going to do. I'll probably do specials now.
Yeah?
That way people can still see what I'm doing, but I'm live is getting more and more hard to do.
Yeah, I'm curious with all the new media. I mean, yes. Obviously something like YouTube is the greatest thing in the world for someone like you, right?
It has been. The iPhone apps are doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, when you started your career, a lot of it is word of mouth. Hey, you got to see this guy.
It is, and a lot of folks right now are probably going,
I don't understand, what's he do?
Right.
What's he do?
Oh, that's the guy that goes,
that guy.
Right. Is there something you can't? Have you found limitations with your sound effects? The website indicates 10,000, which seems like either an exaggeration or an estimate. I don't want to say exaggeration. I want to say estimate.
It is an estimate, and we're way past.
Because sometimes you go nine.
Like water drip, and then water dripping faster.
and then by then, you open the door. See what I mean?
Yes, that's we're into the 11,000.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you get in big trouble, man.
Can we play this South Africa thing on the air?
Yeah, if you like. It's nothing dirty.
Oh.
All right, we'll play it anyway. Really want to play dirty.
Oh, you don't want to play it. You want? Okay, well, here, this will help.
All unit, we have suspected 211 in progress on East 58th Street.
It's a weird looking.
Everybody down!
Confirm! You have log in progress! Hold your fire! We have a hostage situation!
Why is this on just in South Africa? I don't get it.
Down the street.
All vehicles, units are presumed down Broadway.
Hey, come on! This looks like your name on it!
Let's walk.
Oh, yes!
How's this? Whoa!
And that's a commercial for a candy bar.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And they closed down about 3-4 blocks of downtown Pretoria for that.
Wow.
That's a big budget commercial.
So
it's weird. It's just strange that I get these roles. I could be in Australia, of all places. Mr. Winslow, you need to do a... Would you mind doing a commercial for Ruffles potato chips? Not a problem. Excuse me. They're crisps over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Don't they call them crisps?
Yeah, I'm sitting there having dinner in Perth, and this guy goes,
excuse me, Mr. Murphy? I wanted to welcome to Australia.
Hey, thanks a lot. He thinks I'm donkey.
What am I supposed to do? What do I do?
Man, I don't know. This is the great Michael Winslow in here with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He will be at the Addison Improv tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Yes, of course.
And if you'd like to see him.
Oh, we have to put the dirty parts in. Here we go. There we go. There's your dirt. It makes you happy now.
There, Dan.
I'm on board.
Hi, Dan.
It's improv.com. And there goes the phone number.
Our job is to help people forget about the rent. That's what we do.
What'd you do, Groobs?
Yeah.
Took down the phone number. I was reading it, and there it goes. Oh, there it is. 972. See, all I can do is read.
Oh, by the way.
Oh, 404. 8501.
Let's see.
You've got funny.
There we go. There it is.
Sound like a fax there
just,
for a
just
moment.
Just a 28.8.
Yes. Yeah, that's a really old phone. I'm mad.
28.8, buddy.
All right. So with I'm trying to think about just the career path with the sound effects and the, well.
It's taken directions. I mean, you know. When I
like the Police Academy thing.
Sure.
How'd you get that role?
Believe it or not, that was an accident.
How'd that happen?
By then I had one or two roles.
Uh-huh.
The White Shadow I'd had, and I'd done something with a Cheech and Chong movie. I was just, it's this weird scene in a welfare office.
You were in a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yeah, huh? Man, the dude was in our movie, man.
Yeah, he was really funny, man.
Yeah, he was, man. The dude was all right.
That's very good. That's very strong.
They end up casting me in this movie about this police school. And they wrote me into the picture. I wasn't in the original movie. I was opening for Count Basie, of all people.
Like doing comedy before
yeah.
a Count Basie show?
I was opening for Count Basie and his orchestra. I was doing comedy, jazz, noises. God knows. I don't even remember what I was doing. I just know that I
got... Yeah, maybe we should back up. How'd you get discovered to do that kind of thing?
It was one of those one-off gigs, you know? The hotel doesn't even exist anymore where we did it. And it was just... It was one of the last shows that Count Basie did. One of his last shows.
Wow.
Last few shows that he would direct. One of his last few shows. And I got one.
Now, you see...
I got lucky.
You hear a lot of people that they really... Once they're typecast, they get tired of doing that bit. And it's just funny that you've been going this whole time without, like, Gary Coleman. You ask him to say what you're talking about, and he gets upset.
Say,
right.
Jimmy Walker won't say Dynamite.
Right, right. And Urkel, just, he doesn't want to be associated with that anymore.
That's right, Mr. Winslow.
And that just never, I mean, you just keep making money with this, so not even crossed your mind, right?
Well, Cosby told me I was doing the right thing, so I guess I'll keep doing it, because he called me up after the Geico commercial came out. He calls up my cell phone, and my wife has my cell phone, so she hangs up on him twice. Because we thought it was our friend.
Not playing a joke, but yeah. It's really Bill Cosby.
It was Spike Spencer from Bleach. We thought he was playing with us. So the third time he calls, don't hang up the phone. Yellow pudding. So he goes, oh, my. Oh, holy. Expletive deleted. It is him. Here, Michael, here's the phone. It's Cosby. Great. Hello? And he goes, you interrupted my flow. I did what? You interrupted my flow. That commercial was so stupid, I forgot what I was thinking. Oh, it's a compliment. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So then he told me, why don't you take these sounds and tell classic stories with them? I said, you mean like classic? Yeah, yeah, anywhere. Like any classic story. You put sounds to it, it's a different story, different joke.
Now, if you thought
that's why you're Dr. Cosby.
Okay. I was going to say, though, if you thought it was a bad idea, you can't tell him that.
No, but it was right. It ended up being right, so... Things have evolved to the point where now I have the children's television program sitting in post-production. And I think I'm going to mix some of the stuff with some of the things I did in South Africa and some of the stuff in Australia, because none of these kid shows travel anywhere. They don't really go anywhere. So I think I can fix the problem.
Nice. You go
so
to them?
We're working on it. I've already shot some stuff with a bunch of animals at the South Africa park.
That's cool.
With the Alliance. And they tell you when you go to these parks.
Do not get out of the car. Do not open the window. Do not do these things.
In multiple languages.
Uh-huh.
And what happens before I get there? A tourist and his family, they're there. And they say,
hey, I think I get out of car and take a picture of a sleeping lion.
And the lion said, and that was it.
Right.
So, wow.
That's a story, huh? That's a classic story.
Must get very exhausting being you at times.
It has its moments. Well, time flies when having none, so don't waste it.
Exactly.
And I'm sure your parents told you that yes. There's no way you could...
Yes.
Right, do something different. You're walking around here making all these noises. Shut up and get in your books.
And do something with it.
Right.
Well,
how did you ever bring it to the stage? How did you ever...
I don't know. Stand-up seemed like a great outlet.
Where were you from?
Originally Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Which is Ashcan because of that volcano. But that's okay.
But you're sitting there... when did you first do this? High school kid?
Oh, no. Way before then.
Before
way,
then?
Way, way.
As far as trying stand-up?
Well, yeah, high school. Junior high school. I was underage, but I went to this show, and I saw Freddie Prinze live.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Jimmy Walker live at the same venue. I somehow had a suit. I looked like, I guess I looked barely 21.
Right.
But I got in there, and I saw these guys performing. I said, wait a minute.
this is it. And then I saw David Brenner. I said, you know what? I can do this. Let me give this a shot. So I hitchhiked to California. Bad idea. Ended up, I got on the Gong Show, of all things. I was homeless. I got the Gong Show.
So this is what, 70s?
78.
Okay.
And I bought a car, and I was mobile homeless for a while. And thanks to the Gong Show, I had money to buy the car. I used to go to the Palomino Club, this country western bar in North Hollywood, where I was steak of the month.
So you got yourself in the comedy club game,
yeah,
or what?
Yeah, I did.
The Mitzi's place, or what?
I tried to get into Mitzi's place, but I made noises, and it was not appreciated.
That wasn't their thing.
I got there, but I really wasn't there for most of it. The Improv, the Ice House, I played the Comedy Magic Club. I said, okay, I will play every other place on this planet except this one. And it worked out all right. And eventually I ended up back there.
Wasn't it kind of political trying to get in and you had to
After Sam passed away, everything was all right. I said, you know what? I'm going to do this charity benefit. I'm going to help Sam. I'm going to help everybody else. Uh-huh. So I did this thing. And then the riots in L.A. started to take place. I said, you know what? Let's do something about this. So I ended up being there. Everything was fine. No problem.
Do you feel... It's weird because your talents are such that I don't feel like there's anyone trying to rip off your bit.
Well, there are folks that try to make noises, too, and that's fine. I want everyone to do that.
Yeah, but I don't... It's weird. Because it
shows how good you are.
I guess what I'm saying is 25 years ago, you were that dude who could do that.
And everybody hated it.
But 25 years later, I don't feel like there's a next generation trying to rip off your bit because I think they realize they can't do it.
Well...
There might be. I might be totally...
No, you're right. After Cosby told me, you've taken this thing so far that nobody's going to be crazy enough to even try it. You've taken this thing and made it your own so far. You've gone, most folks would have stopped by now. in fact, everyone would have stopped by now, but you kept going with it and you made it your own. So, make it a business.
Surprisingly,
I do movie soundtracks. You saw the thing on for Cadbury. I do whole soundtracks for movies now.
Wow.
It's surprising that they're
the whole library,
kind of, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Just with Everybody Wants a Hook.
Sure.
You know, a little something different act to go up. I'm just surprised that they were resistant to you at first.
I don't get it. I have no idea.
But you plowed through.
Sure. And when Spielberg hired me to do one scene in Back to the Future Part 3, I said, okay, I think I am doing the right thing. The scene where they're shooting at Michael J. Fox's feet because he tells him his name is Clint Eastwood. So he's in the bar and they're shooting at his feet and he does a whole Michael Jackson thing and I picked up what Michael was doing. He did a whole Michael Jackson spin, the whole thing. So I put the whole.
Oh really?
At his feet. That's what I got paid for. I got to be Michael J. Fox's feet in Part 3.
Wow! I gotta go back and watch that.
And I got paid for it. I said, wait a minute. And then Gremlins, but that was before. Gremlins was before.
So that
remember the mean, nasty butthole gremlin with the Bobby Brown haircut
before, oh,
Bobby,
yeah,
before,
yeah,
Bobby met Whitney?
Right.
There's no doubt.
That was me. I was going. Well,
somebody
wrote me a check. Yeah. Somebody wrote me a check.
Wow.
Did you have supportive parents for this? Or
by then,
for your endeavors,
like,
to California?
By then, they said, well, you know, obviously, this is different. This is not normal, so he'll probably figure it out. And they were right.
Where's Spaceballs ranking all this?
Spaceballs was right after Academy. It had just come out, and I was scheduled for 2 days' work on Spaceballs. I was there almost a month watching. This is craziness.
Now, is that when Mel Brooks blew up? Would you say that's when Michael Winslow blew up? As far as the Police Academy, then leads into Spaceballs, and
it started to snowball a little bit, and things are still evolving. I mean, this to me is. I don't want everything overnight. It needs to be. I'd prefer things to take their time to evolve. Kind of like a good wine. I prefer it to take its time.
There's a lot of
Mel Brooks is the only guy I know who can wear a 3-piece suit with tennis shoes and get away with it.
Right.
Other than Cosby, that's about it.
Man, you've met Darth Helmet.
Yes, I did.
That's pretty awesome.
And that means I'm only 2 degrees away from Kevin Bacon because of Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Grandview, USA with Swayze and Jamie Lee Curtis. So I'm 2 degrees away.
That's pretty awesome.
Go figure.
All right, well, we want to ask you if you would read our wacky radio liner.
All right.
Not sure that you
what
would.
Is it?
Here it is. This is kind of the template, and we want to ask everybody to go see Michael Winslow this weekend at the Improv. Tonight, Saturday, Sunday, improv.com or 972-404-8501. To get tickets, of course. That's what those things are for. Right?
ladies and gentlemen.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement from Mr. Michael Winslow on the Ticket Sports Radio. Please proceed, Mr. Winslow.
Hi, this is Michael Winslow from Police Academy 1 to Infinity.
And Spaceballs with Mel Brooks.
Shut up, Mel. And I never listen to the Bob and Dan show on sports radio.
1310, The Ticket.
I never listen to them because they are quite... something like this.
Let's go! Go!
That's the reason why I never listen to the Bob and Dan show on sports radio. 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, because it's quite naughty, actually.
Is the royal wedding over? Yes, it is. Oh, goody. Let's all start being mean to each other. Like before.
Wow!
Oh, my God.
I never know. Not sure where to jump in.
I guarantee you, man, during that after party, during that wedding reception party, it was cool at the Royal Palace. We had a good old time. And when the queen said,
I do think I'm going to go up to bed.
Well, that's good night, Your Majesty.
Yes, good night. Goodbye, William. Goodbye, Henry.
Goodbye, Grandma. Yes.
I'm exhausted.
Is she
listening?
Is she gone? Wait, William,
I need a break.
Has our grandmother gone to sleep yet? Is she asleep?
Yes.
Is she going to sleep yet? Kick off the hip hop, yeah! From the window to the wall, yeah! Excuse me, stop. What? There'll be no words, no skeeting in the Royal Palace.
Jeez.
You cannot use the word skeet in the Royal Palace. I know what it is, I Googled it. You will not say the word skeet in the Royal Palace. I don't care if it is the window to the wall.
Wow. It might be too tiring to go to the show. I don't know if I can make it.
Sorry, no skeeting, sorry.
Man, my face hurts. All right, Michael Winslow is at the Edison Improv tonight.
Stop skeeting!
No skeeting!
Thanks.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Improv.com. 972-404-8501. More sports next. KTC.